Welcome to the deep dive. You're tuning in because, let's face it, you want to get up to speed quickly on a really critical part of modern business.
Mm-hmm.
How to actually build an e-commerce website that, you know, works.
Right, one that actually delivers.
Exactly. And for this, we're drawing on insights from Jim Clannon over at Double Dome. They're a digital marketing company actually building these things day in, day out.
So real-world stuff, not just theory, which is great.
Yeah, precisely. So our mission here really is to pull out those absolute must-have elements for creating an online store that doesn't just exist, but actually drives profit and, well, competes effectively.
Okay, let's get into it. We want to cut straight to what experienced folks see as vital.
Right. So Clannon kicks things off by highlighting easy accessibility, says it's paramount. And, you know, just think about your own experience online for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
If a site is confusing or you can't find the search bar or the menus are just a mess, you're gone, right?
Instantly. Yeah, it's like, why bother fighting with it?
It feels like digging through a messy closet for one specific thing.
Mm.
So the article really stresses working with an experienced e-commerce web designer for this. Why is that initial ease of use just so critical?
Well, because online, patience is basically zero. If someone can't find what they want fast, a competitor is literally just one click away.
Mm, good point.
An experienced designer, they understand, you know, user behavior. They know how to set up navigation that makes sense, search that actually works, a clear structure.
So creating a smooth path.
Exactly. A seamless path from browsing to buying. If that path feels like an obstacle course because it's not accessible, you've lost that sale before you even got close.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And then right alongside that, Clannon talks about security, calls it an imperative aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I mean, this feels absolutely non-negotiable, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. We're talking about protecting customer credit cards, addresses, personal info.
Yeah, the really sensitive stuff.
From hackers, from fraud. It's not just a technical checkbox. It's fundamental to building trust.
Right. If people don't feel safe putting their details in,
then it's game over.
Yeah.
Your whole e-commerce operation relies on that trust. A breach doesn't just cost money, it can totally destroy your reputation.
So investing in things like, what, SSL certificates and secure payment systems?
Definitely. Those things, right from the start, show customers you take their safety seriously. It gives them the confidence to actually buy from you. It's foundational.
Okay. Now, shifting gears just a little bit, the article also touches on the sheer growth potential here. It calls e-commerce a global phenomenon with unlimited avenue for growth and profit.
Which is a pretty bold statement, but you see it happening.
Yeah. And it mentions even traditional, you know, brick and mortar shops are getting online now. What does that really tell us about where business is heading?
Well, I think it signals a massive shift, a kind of democratization of commerce, really.
How so?
E-commerce lets basically any business, big or small, reach customers anywhere in the world. Those old geographical limits, they're kind of dissolving. And traditional businesses, they see that consumer behavior has changed. Having an online store isn't just nice to have anymore. It's pretty much essential to stay competitive and grow.
Right. It's table stakes now, almost.
Pretty much.
And to really leverage this potential, Clannon circles back to working with a specific type of web designer, one who really gets e-commerce tech and the latest trends. Why that specialization?
Yep.
Isn't any good designer okay?
Not quite. The e-commerce world, it's complex. And it changes fast.
Okay.
So a specialist knows the different platforms like Shopify, WooCommerce, Magento, whatever fits best. They understand things like conversion funnels online, checkout optimization.
The sales process itself.
Exactly. And they keep up with the user experience trends that actually encourage people to buy. They're building something that doesn't just look good, but actually, you know, sells effectively.
Got it. So if we boil down this deep dive, drawing from Clannon's insights, it really feels like it comes down to two absolute core pillars for a solid e-commerce site. Easy accessibility, making it simple to use, and rock-solid security. Get those right, and you've got a strong base to build on.
Precisely. That's the heart of it. They're not just features. They're about creating an experience that's positive and crucially trustworthy for your customers.
Yeah. You know, it makes you think, with e-commerce growing so incredibly fast, what other parts of business that maybe seem traditional right now are undergoing similar big shifts?
Interesting question.
Where else might these ideas of, like, easy access and fundamental security suddenly become way more critical than we thought? It's probably not just about websites anymore, is it? What else is being reshaped out there? Food for thought.